This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. In the movie Black Swan, Natalie Portman gave an Oscar-winning performance as a ballerina who starts to hallucinate under the pressures of her profession. In a new play at the MCC Theater called All the Natalie Portmans, the Black Swan character is the hallucination dreamed up by a 16-year-old to cope with her own troubles and anxieties. In the play, a queer teenager and aspiring screenwriter named Kiana is living with a widowed alcoholic mom who's trying her best. She also has a brother who wants to protect everyone and can't seem to ask for help. Oh, and the brother's girlfriend may just be in love with Kiana. Also, the family is on the verge of being evicted. It's a lot. The way Kiana can escape her reality is hanging out with Natalie Portman, who is a friend in her head. And not just Portman's aforementioned Black Swan character shows up, so does V for Vendetta Natalie Portman and Star Wars Natalie Portman. This IMDb page come to life is played by Elise Kibler, who was previously in The Heidi Chronicles on Broadway and Classic Stage Company's Miss Julie. And Kiana is played by Kara Young. In its review, the New York Times writes, quote, Young's full body, whole heart, tensed muscle portrayal never apologizes. Instead, she embraces the character in all her individuality. Young should absolutely keep on doing what she does, and we should all be there to watch it. All the Natalie Portmans runs through March 29th at the MCC Theater, and Kara Young and Elise Kibler join me now in studio. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So how were you introduced to this play? When did you first experience this play, All the Natalie Portmans, Kara?
In 2017, I was doing Sinking Ink at the Flea, and it was the day after I got news that a really good friend of mine had passed away, and it was like, when I read it on the page, it was something, it was like magic. I can't quite describe it. It was like he was talking to me, and like the play was talking to me, and it was like, there was just so many colors on the page. It was just a lot, and that's when I was first introduced to it, October 18th, 2017.
And so do you think because of this sort of emotional state you were in that you took the play in a special way?
I do think that definitely had something to do with it, but I also think, like, you know, we have to continue to work, you know, and I'm pretty sure Voodoo Ray, may he rest in power, like, did something for me that day. But I also think, like, bringing it to me, the play coming to me, and like all the forces, the universal forces of leading me to that moment, was quite magical, you know.
Elise, when did you first read the play?
I was brought on, we did a workshop of it at Sundance. Sundance has a theater lab, and they had a program that was in Morocco, and so I was brought over, and we worked on it there for a couple of weeks, and then we did another workshop of it in the city, so I've been working on it for a couple of years as well. But my special connection to Kara is that the playwright, C.A. Johnson, who I think is a genius. She had a workshop. She had been talking about Kara for over a year to me, and I was like, I want to meet this woman. And she had this reading of a totally separate play, and this woman came into the room, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her, and she had like a very small part in this reading, but I just was completely besotted, and I pulled C.A. over after the reading, and I was like, who is that? And she was like, that's Kara. And that's how we met. And yeah.
That's how we met.
That's how I met my husband. That's how I met my wife.
What is it that you love about C.A. Johnson's writing?
Oh, God.
Everything. It's just so, there's just so much in between the lines. There's so much in between the lines. There's like, it's real, it hurts, it's joyous, it's pain. Mm-hmm. It's like all of the feelings in like one moment. Mm-hmm. You know,
she also has an ability. I think that she's one of those rare writers that could also be a dramaturg. She has such a brilliant mind that extends like beyond just as a writer. And so working with her, there's this like structure that she builds inside of her plays where you can really live inside of it. And the deeper you go, the more support there is for you. We live in this play where we just continue to dig and dig and dig, and we are continued to be supported by the piece that she wrote.
Yeah, and there was one time during rehearsal, she goes, if it's uncomfortable, I know it's right. Like, yeah. And like, that's really kind of like the beauty for her watching theater too, like the beauty in the silence, the beauty in those deep, deep, deep moments.
She asks everybody to kind of live in the gray area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
My guests are Kara Young and Elise Kibler. We're talking about
Kibler.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Kibler.
No, thank you.
Made you an elf, Kibler.
Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last.
Kara Young, Elise Kibler, all the Natalie Portman's is playing at MCC. So, Kara, how would you describe, can you give me five adjectives to describe Kiana?
I'm so bad with all of those nouns and adjectives, and I can give you words.
Okay, just any old words. Any old words.
It's so crazy. I just didn't, that wasn't in my brain for English like that. Sorry. a dreamer, mm-hmm. Hopeful, bright, masking, but not knowing, unaware of the truth of her surroundings before, like, everything sort of changed, before everything shifts. That was not anything like that, but there's just so much happening with her, and there's such a journey that's happening with her, is that she's, that I'm going to speak in first mm-hmm. person, I am, it's so joyous being a child.
Yeah.
And then when life happens, mm-hmm. and then you have to, like, shift everything because life is happening, and it comes at you so fast that you don't know what to do, but you step up, and it's like, what is the word, intrinsic? It's like it just comes from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And that's very specific to the age 16, I think.
Yeah.
That's right.
15, you could still be a child, not expected much of you. By 17, of course, is expected of you, but 16 is this
right
sort
in
of
between, right?
In between transitional year.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to watch. I think that's part of what's special about our show, is that we watch, I don't think I've seen the specific journey represented authentically on stage just yet. This specific coming of age story that we get to tell every night.
Yeah. And she's a lesbian, and she's black. And a lesbian, and she's happy until she realizes that she's in pain, mm-hmm. and she has been. And then more comes at her, more and more and more and more. And then the unknown is probably very hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Part of what is interesting about Kara is her ability as a storyteller. It's really part of who she is, that she can tell stories and that she appreciates story. And she loves old movies.
Yeah, Kiana loves movies.
Yeah.
She's a scenophile. That's yes. That's the word, right?
There it is.
Yeah, scenophile. She's a scenophile. She loves to watch movies. She probably can, recite movies from front to back because of how many times she's watched it. But also, there's, like, the danger in what, you know, the moving image does to the psyche and repetitive moving image does to the psyche mm-hmm. as you know, a proven in, like, Stalin years and all of the propaganda mm-hmm. and yada, yada, yada. But the moving image and what that does in regards to kind of diving into the white world can be very detrimental to a black child mm-hmm. living in on the brinks of homelessness and poverty.
That's the sort of, it's not spoken, which is part of the elegance of the piece, is right. The racial element.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that it's not a wall. She, on the set, everybody, there's this wall, sort of a dream board, a pinboard wall of mm-hmm. all these, of Natalie Portman pictures and other actresses. And there's no Nia Long up there. There's no Kerry Washington up there.
No, but there's Whoopi Goldberg.
There's Whoopi Goldberg.
Love Whoopi so much.
What were the conversations, if there were conversations, about race as you were developing your characters and starting to work through it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's so much a part of the piece. Mm-hmm. I think CA wanted to build a space where we were all welcome to bring our own experiences with race into our rehearsal process, but also to leave the piece open enough so that everybody can bring their own experiences to it as well. But we certainly talked about it quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely like we talked about it in regards to just class, you know, class, and you know, Kate Wariski is she knows a lot about being poor and mm-hmm. in class, and you know, there was a lot of her expertise coming in regards to just like what you do with nothing and what you do on the brink of nothing and like what that actually feels like, you know?
Yeah. And I think as a white person, like, this play gave me an opportunity to think about how much I had taken for granted that the images that populated my imagination growing up looked mm-hmm. so much like me. I mean, I'm not the first person to say that, but this play was like a prism through which to like examine the different facets that I found that to be true, and the extent to which I found that to be true. Kiana has the character Kiana has a really loving relationship to these films. She loves movies. She loves mm-hmm. movies, and it happens that the movies that she thinks that the movies that she sees are filled with white people, this play kind of challenges you to like look back at yourself and wonder about what you may have taken for granted, and the way that it affects mm-hmm. your imagination as you build one and you become an adult.
And it also takes place in 2009, we should point out.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
also part. Yes. You think about where we were 11 years ago compared to today.
Yeah.
And what it would have been like for a 16-year-old.
Absolutely.
Who wanted to go to the movies. Very different, right?
Yes.
In terms of representation.
Yes. And watching these movies again, I think, was a reminder of how much certain things have and have not changed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. It's such populated with whiteness that there's very little room for blackness.
Right.
And the blackness is labeled mm-hmm. and put in a box. And said that it's one thing, you know, but the whiteness always wins, even when it's bad. It's mm-hmm. very interesting. It's a very interesting sort of like, what is the actual rhetoric message that young people are getting every single day? I definitely can tell you that it definitely made me go into my own personal psyche and like my obsession with Zach Morris and Saved by the Bell and like, you know, Michael J. Fox, like all of these beautiful white images, and even wanting to be Kelly Kapowski and even, you know, Jessica mm-hmm. Spano. Like what was that? Like, you know, and yeah. what you know, why did Lisa turn? Why did they never get to the episode after Lisa and Zach fell in love? Mm-hmm. They never answered us. It was very, very like, so these are just questions that sort of kind of trap in the young person's psyche when they're growing up and trying to figure out what is life, and you know, why do I have all of these relationships with white men for such a long time? Is this like what is that?
And it was these kinds of questions that really peppered our rehearsal process, and even now as we perform.
My guests are Kara Young and Elise Kibler. The name of the play is All the Natalie Portmans. It's at MCC. Okay, so we have to talk about the Natalie Portman of this. You play Natalie Portman.
I do.
And you definitely get down some of her mannerisms, I guess is the right word, but you're not doing an impression by
no,
any means.
We're really
I
don't
want to say that very
Thank
clearly.
You. I
you're
appreciate
not.
That.
And I'm curious, like, how you got to the place where you play Natalie Portman, but you don't impersonate Natalie Portman.
I was never out to impersonate her. We watched a lot of the movies just to kind of remind ourselves of like what they are and mm-hmm. what we're working with. But after watching them, put them completely down, because in the end, it's really not about Natalie Portman. It's about what Natalie Portman symbolizes. And I think that everybody's relationship to that character is going to in the show is going to be different. Mm-hmm. But mostly, I worked on connecting to joy. And that's been a gift for me working on this show, because I play an imaginary friend. And so for me, it was more about just like taking off layers and being a reflection of Kiana, more so than doing an impersonation of anyone.
What does Natalie Portman offer Kiana?
I think she offers her solace, and exactly what that solace looks like changes depending on where Kiana is at. Sometimes it's play, and sometimes it's consoling her, mm-hmm. And sometimes... I can't say too much, but yes. you've got to come and check it out. But it takes many different forms, and some of them are really fun.
You have some of the laughs.
Yes, I get some of the laughs.
It's a very serious, but there are laughs in this, but there are some laughs. There are some entrances which are like,
oh, don't say it.
I'm not saying it,
don't
but,
say
but
it.
Snort funny.
Thanks.
That's what I call it.
Snort funny. Snort funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. But we do. Karen and I, we crack each other up every
do.
Night.
I mean, like, sometimes I'm like, you're not... Kara, you're Kiana. I'm about to die.
Yeah, we do. We do have a good time. Yeah. And that's part of, I think what makes this play really special and why, there's a couple reasons that I really think people need to come out and see this play. One is because I think this story is singular. Another is because I think what Kara is doing is remarkable. Her performance is mm-hmm. not to be missed. And Thank the third thing is... The third is there's a lot of love in our cast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The love is really strong.
The love is real.
And I'm biased, obviously. But I think it really, it shows. It shows, and, like, it's palpable.
Yeah, you have Renika, Danielle Williams, Joshua Boone, Montego Glover, Tony nominee.
Yes.
I mean, and it's just so, like, literally the connection between us is a little, it's deep.
It's strong, and we get to share that, and I think that it can be
and
felt.
And, excuse me, Raphael Peacock, who is our Mr. Epps track.
Yes.
Yeah, who's amazing.
What impact is that having on the performance? Because you've been in plays where everybody's going to work and it's a job, and then you leave and you go home. What has been this impact of having this sort of intangible connection with everybody?
We're just a family.
What a nice question.
I was like, I'm about to be so corny about it. It's like, we're
family.
We're
like on the verge of tears over here.
Yeah, we're so sweet. It's so good. We just love each other a lot. And like, you know, it seems like, what it doesn't even seem like, it's we can count on each other.
Yeah.
And we feel safe around each other to be anything we want to be and not feel judged.
Right, which means that we can continue to take the performances deeper and deeper, I think. And also, it allows us to, yeah, my brain farted. I had a really nice little button for that question, but it's gone now.
My guests are Carrie Young. It'll come back to you. Elise Kibler. The name of the play is All the Natalie Portmans. Now, you guys, you at least work exclusively with Kara in this play.
Oh, yeah.
What was the rehearsal process like? Was it just you two by yourselves and with your director? Like, what was it like?
I was around all the time. I saw everything. And at first I kind of questioned how often I was being called to rehearsal. Sorry, Kate. but then I realized that it allowed me to like see the play as a whole more fully and to better understand how the character of Natalie serves the play. And so while I only rehearsed with Kara, I was just like always in the room. I had something that we called the office. I set my
office. She had a little office set up in the corner of the room.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, my iPad.
Kibler's iPod notes. Right there in her water bottle set up. It was like, this is the office. And she had like a bag of almonds.
Yes, that I would share.
Always share.
But yeah, so I think it just...
So it helped you though.
It actually did in really surprising ways. Yes, so that's actually a wonderful question.
That's so interesting. So when you are in a role like this, Kara, which, I mean, it really, the play is largely you. I mean, you are just front and center for 90% of the play?
Yeah.
What did you have to do to prepare for that physically, emotionally, you have to be that present all the time in a play that deals with some difficult subjects?
Yeah. I don't really know how to answer the question because I feel like every day it's like different.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel every day it's different, like, you know, because of audience, because of, you know, just like the way you set go, the way you like ready, set, go.
Yeah.
And that's really what it, I mean, I can say that I do that. I do that every day. It's like, okay, and now 1, 2, 3, go. But I think like all of the digging that we did in rehearsal was so, obviously it was so helpful, but Kate is just so deep in nuance, and she's so deep in like the extra layers. It's not just like how you say the line, it's like how CA writes, and it's like what's in between the lines, and what's the history of something, what does that little thing, what if that little word or that letter, like what does that kind of actually do to you in a moment, and Kate has constructed her direction was constructed in such a way that we can now be free, and it just like lives in what it's doing. I have done a lot of digging in regards to moment to moment kind of things, and like the myriad of possibilities of what it can feel like. That, you know, and I'm really trying to just be living on stage as much as possible, to be present with the audience as much as possible. And I feel like that's the beauty of the live theater, of like feeding with them with our cast. And like, we're like this now, this machine, sort of a breathing energy.
Organism
that just like does its thing. And then like, it's like this bouncing with, with the audience. And, you know,
she's doing some cool gestures right now that you guys.
You both have very physical performances. We've been talking a lot about the words and what it and how important they are and beautiful they are. But there's a lot of physical. There's a lot of information telegraphed to us, the audience, by your physicality, right?
Yeah.
Was that something that you each developed? Did it come in the rehearsal process?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like Kiana just like took over at one point.
That's
like,
true.
You know, like it's just like, oh, I, you know, she's young and alive and, you know, wants to be loved. And like, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what's that physically look like?
Oh, mm-hmm. I never you thought know? About it like that. Yes.
I don't know either.
Yes.
Like, I'm just kind of talking.
No, but that's know. That feels true. And also, it's funny that you mentioned that because CA, the playwright, would say over and over, the Natalie stuff has changed a lot. Has kind of continued to evolve as the play has evolved significantly. And CA would say, like, it's all physical. It's all physical. It's all physical. And so it did take until we were fully, like, moved from the rehearsal room into the space for, I think, at least our relationship to really find its footing because it lives in how we interact physically with each other so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The play is called All the Natalie Portmans. It's starring Kara Young and Elise Kibler. Has Natalie Portman seen it? Is she aware of it? Do you
She's
know?
She's aware Ooh. Because she posted about it on Instagram.
No, she's been really, really warm. Really warm.
She's like, what?
The engineer just started laughing.
Hey, guys.
No, she has read the play, and she has said some really, she's been very generous. She posted something on Instagram and said, you know, I don't have anything to do with this piece, but go and see it. It's good. And if Natalie Portman says it, then it must be true.
I'm thinking every night from now until closing, you just got to keep your eyes open.
Yes, we will.
I feel like
it's a very small house. So, Natalie, if you're listening, join us.
I feel like you might get a visitor. Just saying. All the Natalie Portmans is playing at the MCC Theater. Kara Young and Elise Kibler. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Directed by C.A. Johnson. Directed by Kate Wierski. Written by C.A. Johnson.
Come visit us.
Come visit us.
Got the shout outs in.
Joshua Boone, Renika Williams.
Hey,
Montego Glover.
Hey.